You might say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet, would he?
Dado.
Okay. Okay, and the place where they bury people is called a...
cemetery.
Okay, and if it's small out in the country, you'd call it a... something different? Same thing.
Something different. Out in the country?
Uh-huh.
Pasture?
No, and where they bury people.
Oh.
And be kind of small.
Small? I couldn't tell you what that is.
Okay. Would you call it a cemetery? Would you just...
I just called it a cemetery.
Okay. Have you ever seen the kind that's real small and they're out on a farm and usually just a family is buried there?
Yes, I have.
What would you call that?
Home burial, I guess.
Okay. What do they call the box that they put people in to bury them in?
Casket.
Okay. Anything else?
Anything else, the name of the casket? The box.
Okay. You might say he was a really important man. Everybody turned out for his...
funeral.
Okay. And if people are all dressed in black, you'd say they are in...
all dressed in black?
Uh-huh.
Going to a funeral.
Okay. Okay, so you're walking down the street on just an average sort of day. I mean, you don't feel real good, but you don't feel real bad either.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, hey, how you doing? You might say, oh, I'm just...
hanging on.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry.
Okay. Back to the joints and stuff. I think you told me what it is that people, old people get in their joints. You might say, I've got a touch-up.
Arthritis.
Did you say that again?
Arthritis.
Okay. Used to be there was a disease that children died of. It was a severe sore throat, and they had blisters like on the inside of their throat, and they choke in the middle of the night.
Oh, they choke in the middle of the night?
Uh-huh.
And they die from it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have to get a shot for it now before you can enter school.
Oh.
I think it seems like there's a shot where you get three...
vaccination shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's for a certain disease. Now, the name of the disease is what I'm looking for. You get
polio.
One... what?
Polio.
Okay, it's a different one.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Okay, if your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow and there's something wrong with your kidneys probably, you'd say you're getting...
yellow fever.
Okay. If you have a sharp pain in your lower right abdomen, and you might have to have an operation, you'd say you have...
your appendix.
Okay, what's the disease called?
What is it called?
Uh-huh.
Down in your stomach?
Yeah, if you have to have your appendix taken out, you'd say you have a... what?
Disease in the appendix.
Okay. Okay, when you eat and drink things that don't... oh, I don't want to talk about this. When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you, you might... and they come back up, you might say that you...
vomit them up.
Okay, or what's another word for vomit?
Throw up.
Okay. Which of those two is more polite?
Vomit.
Okay. What are some crude terms that you know for that? That you wouldn't use in polite company, you know?
I would throw up, throw it out, throw it up as food.
Uh-huh.
And spit out as food.
Okay. Say it's at a party and it's pretty warm and so on, and you might say, I think I better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick.
In the stomach?
Okay. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, good subject.
Yeah.